Greetings and welcome to podcast number 11. I'm your host, Paul Rippey, and I'm here via Skype with Patricio Boyd, the Director for Rural Operations at Imprenda in Argentina. Imprenda was born in 1999 as a social initiative for rural microcredit. Since then, it has grown to become one of the leading MFIs in Argentina, with operations both in urban Buenos Aires and the rural northern part of the country. Imprenda currently serves 4,000 clients, of which 1,300 are rural clients. And in 2008, Imprenda partnered with Grupo ACP, the founder and main shareholder of Mi Banco in Peru, which has a presence in seven countries in the region. Its main goal is to become the leading MFI in the still underdeveloped microfinance sector of Argentina. Patricio Boyd has been working in microfinance since 2001 after he was inspired by the Grameen Bank case in Bangladesh. Within Imprenda, he's contributed to the pioneer use of microcredit for solar energy provision in Argentina and has installed and financed over 1,000 solar systems in remote rural areas in the northern part of the country. His main interest is to promote business models that use microcredit to reach the poor around the world with solar energy. Patricio Boyd, welcome to the show.
Paul, thank you very much.
Patricio, I introduced Imprenda briefly, but would you tell us more about the organization and its activities?
Well, Imprenda is currently a for-profit company, which was born from a non-for-profit company, which is at its very origins. Imprenda was born as a very social-minded project, and we are still a very socially-minded company, but operating from a for-profit vehicle. Imprenda is focused in urban areas, in working with micro-enterprises, micro-entrepreneurs having different economic activities. In rural areas, our products are wider. Our offer includes housing loans, micro-enterprise, consumer loans, and also solar loans. Right now, Imprenda is more strongly focusing on the development of urban microcredit, since urban areas in Argentina are the ones that concentrate the greater population in the country. Argentina is not a very rurally populated country.
Tell us how the solar lighting program works.
Well, our experience with solar energy was born after some years into microcredit. We were working microcredit in this rural area in the province of Santiago del Estero, in the north of Argentina. And we had been working there for over 3 or 4 years. And suddenly clients started asking us if we could sell them and finance them with a loan, a solar system. They knew some solar systems. There were very few of such systems scattered around the place from programs promoted by the government. So clients were saying, okay, could you also send me and give me a loan for such a system? We looked around. We didn't find any technical providers, any energy company, solar energy company operating in the area. So we said, okay, let's get into this ourselves. Let's try to solve this demand from clients. And we bought 10 systems. We bought them ourselves without much advice. And we went over to that place and installed them in 10 places at our clients' places. At that time, we weren't even thinking that we were carrying out a pilot project. We thought of ourselves as just solving a very specific demand of some very specific client. So after that, we saw the product was very easy to handle. We didn't need really a lot of training. And we saw that people were they were thrilled with having these systems at their places. They started to use a lot less kerosene or no kerosene at all or paraffin. They started to save money, and they really were so glad to have light at their places. You could identify these clients better at night from the light at their place. And so we still looked around to see if maybe there was some technical provider that provide the systems while the buying and selling and installing. And we still found none, no company that was doing that in the area. So we decided to take the issue more seriously. And we started training our own people, our own loan officers, and also, at some points, young people from the area that were only working as installers of the system. And we just, bit by bit, started growing and installing more systems. We installed 20 a month, 30 a month, 40 a month. And like that, we've over the years, we've installed 1,000 systems. On this, during this time, we did make mistakes, technical mistakes, because as I was saying, we had no professional advice from someone who has specific knowledge of solar energy. So we made some mistakes with batteries and wirings and installations. But overall, I think we were quite lucky. We could have done much worse. But we found a very nice combination, I think, of microcredit and solar energy, which is what I am most fascinated about.
I love that that is so driven by the customers and not driven by the institution. Could you describe a typical system? I've seen the pictures on your website, and I know that you have fixed panels on poles, but what does a typical system look like?
The typical system has a solar module, which is between 40 and 50 watts. Then it has a charging controller. Then it has a battery that is between 100 and 150 ampere hour. And then it has three or four light bulbs and a connection to the radio. That is the standard system which we were working with until mid-2008. Because at that point, we started trying out some lighting devices that we developed ourselves based on LED lighting. And so as we drew consumption very low, for example, an LED bulb that we developed consumes 10 times less than an ordinary fluorescent bulb. So we started also selling systems that are much smaller, with batteries that are even 45 ampere hour or 63 ampere hour, and that have solar panels that might be 20 watts or 35 watts. So we are gradually moving towards smaller systems thanks to the technology that LED lightning provides.
I tell people that the breakthrough hasn't been in panels or batteries, although they're both getting more efficient by a few percentage points every year, but the breakthrough was the LED lamp, because that allows all the other components of the system to be so much smaller. How much does a typical system cost your customers?
The smaller system that we are providing right now is about $350, and the larger systems maybe are around $800 approximately.
Right.
The average system would be something like $500.
And you've already spoken about the customer response, but could you say more about how the clients like the products?
Well, they are thrilled. The chance of having light, has changed many things. Like, people stay longer hours. Their neighbors come over to have a chat and stay at their places, because it's so much nicer to be where you have a warm light than a small kerosene burner. People have put also TV, maybe where they were not thinking or having the possibility of having one. Some people, after paying for the system, they have bought a TV, and they have put up a shop at their places where their neighbors come and have a drink. So they also earn money from that. And overall, I think it's quality of life. These houses where we are working with, these households, they are all black inside. The roof is all black from the kerosene burning. And I can imagine that in their lungs as well as in their roofs. It's not only what you see, but also the impact that you don't see, for example, in health.
We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll talk about Imprenda's future in solar lending. Welcome back. This is Paul Rippey, and I'm here via Skype with Patricio Boyd. Patricio, you've had good success so far, but I know you're thinking about some new approaches.
Well, we are currently looking at taking our business model of combining microfinance and solar energy to other parts of Latin America. More specifically, we are looking at a pilot project in Peru with the support of our partner, Grupo ACP, and a firm of, that belongs to Grupo ACP that is called Vivencia, which is specialized in designing and implementing housing solutions for the bottom of the pyramid. So we are taking over there, over to Peru, a project that has to do with delivering solar energy solutions to poor rural households. We are planning to work with a sort of franchising methodology where you have local representatives and local salespeople that are trained and they receive the products and they are the representatives of your brand. And we are planning to expand that project, the pilot goes well, working with a new technology that I think it's being developed right now in real time, which has to do with new systems, very efficient systems, smaller systems, and lower cost systems that are based in LED lighting and that have a small solar panel and a small battery, sometimes even incorporated to the same light bulb. And these are systems that I think provide a great opportunity for expanding solar energy because they are much lower cost and provide a microfinance institution with the opportunity to give smaller loans in smaller terms. For example, giving a $100 loan to 6 months rather than having to finance $400 to 24 months. So I think we are moving in that direction regarding products and the business model.
You also mentioned when we were chatting the use of solar energy for enterprises.
Yes, we haven't been very successful in people using solar energy for productive uses. I mean, they've never had electricity, so they do not have economic activities based on electricity, of course. And also we've concentrated on providing basic solutions such as lighting, powering a radio, powering a TV, and not solar energy solutions for productive uses, for example, for making a motor run or some things like that, no? Or making tools. But I would have an expectation of that being developed over time, people starting to have tools at their place which they can power with solar energy. So I see a continuous flow of solutions, solar energy solutions, to these rural households, which will first of all want light, but which over time might want to really get connected to the electric economy in which we live, no?
Yeah, at the very least, having good light in the evening extends the workday, so the people who are doing cottage industries or commercial activities out of their homes can work a longer day.
Yes, exactly.
Do you have any evidence of how climate change is affecting the lives of your clients in Argentina? Are people concerned about it? Is that something they talk about?
I think in Argentina we have so many problems, concrete economic and political problems, that people are not very much aware of climate change. But from my practical and day-to-day experience, I can tell you we are seeing droughts in the north of Argentina, in the place where we are working, that are affecting our clients very severely, especially those that are dedicated to agricultural activity. And when I go to Iquitos in Peru, which is so far away and so different, I see flooding. So I see extreme things going on in the few places that I have, I'm lucky enough to be visiting and working in. So my evidence is what I see daily, you know?
We've done 11 podcasts now, and this is the first one we've had from Spanish-speaking America. And I'm wondering if that's just that I'm remiss in finding good people to interview, or if really there is more activity in Africa and Asia than there is in Latin America. What do you think?
My point of view on that is that really there is less activity going on in Latin America. I visited the Intersolar Fair in Munich this year in June, and I barely saw companies representing Latin America or Latin American people amongst the audience and the visitors. Very, 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 very few. I got some data on potential market for solar energy, which says that there is a $1.7 billion market worldwide for off-grid solutions, Asia has 81% of that market, Africa is 13% of that market, and Latin America is a mere 5% of that market. So I think that probably that activity related to solar energy reflects market potential. And also that Africa and Asia probably have more rural populations, which are highly concentrated, which don't have electricity, which allow you to make, to create operations that reach many clients in quite densely populated areas. No? For example, in Kampala, in the same capital city of Uganda, in the urban areas, you have people that don't have access to electricity. So moving very nearby to rural areas, you will find a lot of people without access to electricity. In Argentina, you have to go quite far away from the cities to have people that don't have electricity. And you won't find many, many places where rural population is highly concentrated.
Patricio, if people would like to contact you or if they want to know more about what Emprenda is doing, what should they do?
Well, we have our website, which is www.emprenda.com.ar. That is spelled emprenda.com.ar. And they can, or they can write to my mail, which is P from Patricio, B-O-Y-D, at emprenda.com.ar.
Patricio Boyd, thank you very much for being on the show. And I really congratulate you for being one of the pioneers in doing this in Latin America. Thanks to Big Little Dipper Dipper for the music at the break. This is Paul Rippey saying goodbye. Look for another podcast soon. And in the meantime, may all of your energy be green.
The Energy Links podcast is brought to you by the Academy for Educational Development Field Project, www.fieldsupportlowa.org/energylinks, and the Center for Financial Inclusion at Action International, www.action.org/center, with the generous assistance of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, and the Wallace Global Foundation. Of course, the views expressed are not necessarily those of the sponsors. Your comments and questions are welcome. Please send them to energylinks2009@gmail.com.